Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention. With your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Topper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper, and tonight's topic, the ADHD gift, not what to be grateful for. And with us in our virtual studios are sometimes guests, sometimes co-hosts, and sometimes guest hosts, Dr. Kirsten Milliken and Caroline McGuire. We're going to get into the meat of the show here in a little bit, but real quickly, tonight is Wednesday, December the 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the year 2016. This represents our final show in the year 2016. And the I guess the sequel to the last time I had both Kirsten and Caroline on with me last year to round out last show, when we did just some fun stories and bloopers of through the years. Real quickly, a few announcements. One, I'd like to thank Linda Rogley and Terry Maitland for the invite to talk and take part of the 2017 ADHD Women Palooza event. There's, I think, 33 other guests coming on talking about ADHD as it relates to women's events. So go learn more about that at ADHDpalooza, PALOOZA.com. And as always, want to promote ADHDfund.com, which is a crowdsourcing website to raise money for ADHD research on a small scale worldwide. I think that's all of our announcements. So let's get into the show. Real quickly, Caroline McGuire is with us. She's a certified personal coach for children with ADHD and their families. She's got a revolutionary new coaching program that teaches executive functioning skills to children, teens, and adults. She's a former coach at the Hallowell Center in Sudbury, Massachusetts, and you can learn more about her by going to necoaching.com. Dr. Kirsten Milliken, an ADHD coach. Dr. Milliken is really the queen of play, if you don't know that by now. She's worshipped by the ADHD community around play. Everybody else just refers to her to Mom, Doc, or Hey You. Hey You with the hat, in fact. She's the author of Play ADHD, Permission to Play. She actually prescribes play as a remedy to help those with ADHD who struggle. She's also guest host and co-host on here with Attention Talk Radio. So with that lady, her website is playdhd.com. So ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
My gosh.
We have to tell the audience. So we kind of joke that we're your two wives. So when we go out to conferences together, we have some kind of fun with that as your female co-hosts.
Yeah, you have a lot of fun with that. Everybody thinks we're Mormon, I think, but needless to say,
or something.
But actually, risk of being serious, it's funny because we are talking about being grateful tonight and more ADHD, but I'm grateful for both of you in my lives because over the years you guys have come in, wanted to participate in Attention Talk Radio one way, shape, or another, and have been great contributors to it, to the show and the community. So for that, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. It's the most fun part of the week.
There we go. So I want to tee this up a little bit and then kind of talk about a little bit more with you ladies about this. And I did a couple of interviews with Greg Creech over the years at the Todo Institute, and he studies a lot of Japanese psychology. And one of our last interviews was revolutionary to me because I know in ADHD coaching, we talk about how the brain is wired for negativity and it just kind of goes there. But Greg kind of explained the Japanese psychology of this, and they believe that, you know, problems are urgent. When they pop up, you have to take care of them. So imagine you're driving down the road and you get a flat tire. That's a problem that needs to be dealt with right now, particularly if you're going to get up and go somewhere else. But things that go good, you don't have to celebrate them or even acknowledge them at that point. You can kind of put them off. And effectively, what I took from the conversation is all too often is problems crowd out successes because we have to deal with them. And in the Japanese psychology world, they talk about the need to practice gratitude. In other words, you have to actually schedule it and sit down and make it happen, because if you don't, it will never happen. And so that was really the brainchild for the show tonight, because I think the ADHD world gets so caught up in the living to fight another day and dealing with the problems and the negativity, And we hope that tonight we're just going to pause and be grateful and acknowledge both some characteristics of ADHD and the opportunities that it's brought us to be grateful for what's there, because I'd like to kind of invite those that are listening to do this, not only tonight, but on a regular basis. So with regard to the concept of gratefulness and the need to practice it, is there anything that you'd like to comment or add to that, Caroline?
I mean, I think obviously I feel very grateful for my ADHD, because of part of this is that if we pause and sort of pay attention to the opportunities it also brings in terms of seeing things differently, you do sort of start to realize that it was meant to be, and then it makes you different and special in some ways. But I think you're right. I think if we don't practice and sort of take that time around gratitude, especially this time of year, you just blow past it and you don't really realize what's going on and what's happened. You realize more like you've lost your car keys for the 100th time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Kirsten, would you like to make any comments with regard to the notion of gratefulness and the need to practice it?
What if I just said no? Just kidding. See, I'm grateful for your laughter. I love that. So I already have comments. I mean, a few things. First of all, our brains are wired for negativity, and that's just the truth, because, you know, our brains evolved over thousands, millions of years to look out for dangers, because that's how we had to survive. But similar to exercise, we can adopt a practice of gratitude that kind of strengthens those neural pathways so that we start looking for the things that we enjoy in life and that make our life good, so it does become easier for us to be grateful for the things that we appreciate. So, you know, starting this off at the end of the year with the intention to carry it forward as the year starts, I think is a wonderful idea, and I was thrilled about it because it's an opportunity to practice with two of my favorite people, yep, being grateful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I was going to kick things off. Actually, one of the things about me is because of my dyslexia, ADD, and learning disability, I definitely think completely different from everybody else. And it's so hard sometimes because I feel so often I'm wrong or I'm not doing it right. But for me, I see the world differently, and I like to focus on the how, like how does it all work? What's the monkey behind the curtain? And when I get out there and I talk about how, it can be just painful because people think of methodical how, which is a whole nother conversation. And it was funny because over the years, I try to focus in on that. And Kirsten's actually come to support me and kind of love me, if you will. We've at conferences before, and Caroline, I mean, Kirsten, I think you remember this. There was a woman came up to me one time that wanted to be on the show, and she was pitching this idea. And it was very hard for me because she really wasn't, I felt bad because she wasn't getting my thought process, and she wasn't really kind of moving into the show idea. I was really grateful at the time because Kirsten walked in and said, "Listen, honey, you're just not his material," and took the pressure off of me totally. And it was the sense I was grateful to her because it was that shows up in my life all the time in a very negative way. But at the same time, what I'm really grateful is I do think differently, and we have done some different shows on Attention Talk Radio, Attention Talk Video, and I get everybody's emails like, "Oh, that makes so sense, and you simplified it." It's just I'm grateful for that in the way I think. So that's just an example that I kind of wanted to share, because there's a bad side and a good side, and in that situation, I shared a tough side. I'm grateful for how Kirsten stepped in and helped me out, but at the same time, I'm also grateful because it drives the content of the show. So with that being said, we're going to kind of go around and share. Kirsten, anything that comes to mind with regard to your ADHD or the opportunity that you're grateful for?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite things, I remember starting ADCA, and at the time I was looking to maybe do a learning disabilities conference up here, and it was a big production that I was trying to put together, and I remember there was a student coach on the line, and we had just started the program, and he said, "You know, maybe you should do a smaller project to start with." And I was so incensed that I said, "You know, one of my favorite sayings is go big or go home." I repeat that over and over again through the years. And so you two know too that, you know, I started a project in the past year with another business partner, Lolly Weeks, And some people said, you know, like, why don't you start this at a smaller level? And we said, no, like, go big or go home, because we want to serve the entire community of people with ADHD. We don't want to just serve the people who are in our backyard. So I love having big visions and getting excited about projects, and then also drawing in other people who have ADHD because they're so much fun to play with.
Yep.
So that's a whole lot of gratitude right there.
All right, all right. Caroline, you got something that you can share that you're grateful for, and we'll go to a break?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, if I could talk to my 20-year-old or 10-year-old self, a lot of the things I struggled with as a kid have now, that had to do with my ADHD and sort of the social problems I had, have now come to make me able to look at a little kid who doesn't have any friends and tell him that it's going to get better and connect with them like no one else. And so I'm very grateful, even though there were times when I didn't feel this way, because I think that's made me able to do what I'm doing, where I'm spreading this coaching methodology for parents to coach their kids through social skills throughout the country. But I wouldn't have done that had I not been different. You know, I wouldn't be able to connect with these kids, and I wouldn't be able to really empathize with them, and I wouldn't care enough to have been on this journey. So I am actually just so grateful for that, because it's nothing like you could ever experience unless you had actually been a little different.
Absolutely, absolutely. We come back from the break. I really want to talk about resilience as it relates to those with ADHD, because we'll cover that when we get back real quickly. To learn more about Kirsten, go to her website at PlayDHD, and for Caroline, go to necoaching.com, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an EDGE Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more, or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com. The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with guests and co-hosts, Caroline McGuire and Dr. Kirsten Milliken. We're talking about gratefulness. And before the break, Caroline, we're kind of getting into resiliency a little bit. And I have to tell you, one of the things about having these challenges is you get thrown a lot of curveballs. And I've been knocked down so many times. I feel like a defensive lineman just getting kind of slammed. And you just kind of keep getting back up. And sometimes you want to know why you keep doing it. But over the years, I think that resiliency kind of toughens you up a little bit. And if you can find the wherewithal to kind of keep getting back up, I really think it you grow. And in one sense, I'm very thankful for it, because of all the challenges that I've had, I know that I've been able to help some people because I got knocked down so many times, it beat the crap out of me to do it differently. And when I did it differently, I was able to share with some other people. And I think I'm not so sure I was born creative, but I've had to develop a different problem solving methodology because the traditional side didn't work. And I really, I credit that to all the challenge that I had. And I kind of heard a little bit of that in what you were describing, Caroline. Is that an accurate statement or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an absolutely accurate statement. I think that, you know, often kids will be in my office and it gets hard and they'll say to me, you know, for instance, I wanted to have friends, but now I think I'd just like to stay the way I am because this is just so hard. And, you know, I'll say to them, you're kind of climbing the mountain of change. And this is like the hard part. And I've had kids who, you know, are in that moment where they're crying to me that like they can't do this anymore. And the thing is that I notice about us as a population, and I feel this way myself, is that I never want to, you know, I always want to sort of fall apart, but I don't. I am very resilient, and I do always sort of, you know, Scarlett always says tomorrow is another day, and that's kind of my motto, you know, like I get up tomorrow and I figure out a different way to do things, and, you know, things take me longer, and stuff like that in terms of writing and, you know, balancing my checkbook, whatever. But I definitely think that the resiliency I have is that I now I've learned there is always tomorrow. And so you just have to know that you're going to do things your own way.
Absolutely. Now, Kirsten, you've gone from riding in a cop car all over Manhattan to about a gazillion different adventures in your life. And I got to believe a lot, there's some resiliencies and some challenges you've had along the way. Is that something that you're fond of, or you just like to bury all that in the grave?
No, you know, I was just thinking, my mother always says to me, because, you know, I've had some challenges. I've tried working for other people for periods of time and it doesn't always work well. So she always says to me, you know, I know that if, you know, whatever you're doing right now doesn't work out, I don't have to worry about you because you'll always figure out something else that you can do, another way to make things work, you know, another job or way to support yourself or whatever. And it's true. I mean, I've worked in the school system, for the police department, for community mental health. I've worked, you know, in nursing homes, all different kinds of jobs. I've worked for the federal government, which is so ironic to me because that seems like just like the worst for somebody with ADHD. But that's worked for me. And I have lots of options, always thinking, because there's always another thing that we can do, another way to recreate ourselves.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Absolutely.
So there's another trait. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to say, so sometimes having ADHD can be helpful to your parents because they don't have to worry about you so much. So, because you're resilient.
Touché. Another area is, you know, Dr. Barclay, we've interviewed him. He talks about ADHD as a self-regulation issue, which brings in emotion into the play that a lot of people ignore. And, you know, over the years, that enthusiasm, that passion, the inspiration that comes, I know I'm often criticized for it because when I get excited, I start to talk really, really fast. And my voice level goes up. And as much as I have been bashed for that different times, which is sometimes kind of hard, at the same time, I've had people come in and say, you know, I'm not so sure your presentation was really by the book, but your enthusiasm was very inspiring to me, and it kind of got going. And I do think that emotional side, when those with ADHD are hyped up on something, it can really be intoxicating for others, and it's something I know that I'm grateful for. What are your thoughts, Kirsten?
Well, you're talking to the right person. If you listen to any of the shows I'm on, you can tell when I'm excited about something, right? Because I definitely get louder, and I start talking more like a New Yorker instead of a Mainer. but it's true. Caroline knows. And it's true, though, because the people around you get enthusiastic. Judith Glaser talks about it, too, that when we're in connection with people, our brain waves and our heart rates and all that start to get into sync. And when somebody else is interested in what you're saying and you're enthusiastic, that happens for them. And so then their energy and excitement goes up. And people with ADHD, with that emotional side, as you said, if that's where our emotions are, is an enthusiasm, then everybody loves being around us. It's great.
Yep, absolutely. Caroline, your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think for me, you know that I get very passionate, and my husband calls it ranting when I just kind of go on a soapbox and I just start talking about something. And sometimes it's like the light side and the dark side. You know, there's like the great part of that and then the dark part of that. But overall, it is beneficial because I've always had, you know, these opportunities and just connections with people because I rant basically, and because I'm passionate and because, they can sort of see that passion and that authenticity. And, I wouldn't change that for anything. I mean, maybe I should rant less, but it's overall just so good to feel passionate. And whenever I meet people who aren't passionate and you don't have something to be passionate about, I think to myself, gee, you know, you're missing out because,
yep,
every day I'm hyped up about something.
Yep. So I want to go to a break, but before we do, just a story. Caroline, recently we were at a conference, and I don't want to go into the specific details, but somebody was having a conversation, or you overheard them talking about something that you were kind of involved with and how it was not going to manifest. And I think Evelyn Green leaned over and said, oh, you're pushing the wrong buttons or the wrong lady. I don't remember what your comment was, but I, by hook or crook, I'm going to get this done. And I kind of hear that passion blasting out from that. You want to just kind of your thoughts on that?
What she said was, you shouldn't have said that because now she'll move heaven and earth to make this happen. And I think that that's true. You know, that's something I see in the kids I work with where they, you know, save the football team by raising all the money they need and do all these incredible things that, you know, you don't think a 15 or a 14-year-old is capable of, but they are. And then, you know, I definitely feel like that's kind of who I am, is that I, you know, say, well, why don't I start, you know, we don't train people to work with kids for ADHD
yep.
coaching. So why don't I start that? And I do tend to, as Kirsten said, go big or go home, but I also love
yeah.
a challenge, right? And there's sort of neurological reasons why you love a challenge, because I get activated, but I definitely I do work heaven and earth to make things happen.
All right. When we come back, I want to talk about empathy and the underdog and the impact that has, because I think that there's a lot to be grateful for. Real quickly before we go to break, learn more about Kirsten by going to her website, playdhd.com. And for more on Caroline, go to necoaching.com. With that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Caroline and Kirsten talking about and being grateful for the many, many aspects of ADHD. Before the break, Caroline was talking and sharing some stories. And one of the things over the years that I know that I'm grateful for, and I think it's kind of indicative of many people with ADHD, is being able to understand the plight of other people, being empathetic, being non-judgmental, and really being there for some people. I know I teach other people to be coaches. I mentor other people to be coaches. And that crowd by and large, and I've been to umpteen conferences, and by and large, that crowd really, 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 in general, wants to help people out there, particularly the outliers, the one that are struggles. And I've kind of seen that across the board. And while it doesn't necessarily manifest into millions of dollars, it is something I think from a character perspective that I know that I'm grateful for. Caroline, you want to comment on that?
I mean, yeah, I think it's you've thought a lot about all this. I think that a lot of what happens for us is this character, right? Is that, you know, if people say, oh, well, character is when no one's what you do when no one's looking or something. And for us, you know, first of all, someone's always looking because we're getting yelled at every 2.5 seconds in elementary school. But second, you know, it does build not only resiliency, but I think this fortitude, which, can be a real character strength. So, no, I hear you. I think you've kind of encapsulated a lot here.
Your turn, Kirsten. Thoughts?
Well, it was interesting because I'm thinking there's, you know, ADHD is on the spectrum, and on one end of the spectrum, you have people who are ADHD, maybe a little bit more Asperger-y, where they kind of miss out on that empathy piece a lot more. But but then there is this whole other group of people with ADHD who are very, I think, intuitive, and they do tend to really key in on what's going on with people, a lot of the nonverbal communication that's happening, their energy, stuff like that, where we really kind of catch on to things quicker, what's going on with other people quicker. And it can be alarming to some people to have their feelings recognized by us, I've learned in my own family.
Yep.
But other people really appreciate it, that somebody is paying attention to what's really happening with them, and that we're sensitive to that and can oftentimes, you know, talk to them or give them support or something like that, that other people in their lives might not be able to because they just don't recognize it. So,
again, if you're listening, I hope you get a sense of there's a lot out there to be grateful for. And as you begin to listen to us and been trying to dig up some nuggets that are not so obvious. And again, today's show is about pausing and to be grateful for it, because if we don't do this, most of the shows we deal with through the years are trying to help people kind of go forward. But I hope you're starting to feel the power of pausing and actually dwelling on that. Caroline, I know I've worked with people before when I'm coaching them to write success journals and gratitude journals and stuff. And, you know, what's always fascinating to me is how they sit down and they can't put anything on paper. I mean, they can't put anything. They don't even know what it looks like at first. So you actually say, you know, you brushed your teeth today. You kind of got out of bed. You give them these basic things, and then they kind of build on it. But, again, sometimes they don't even know what it looks like. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's really, you know, one of the sort of interesting pieces is that it's hard for us to know what success looks like sometimes because we don't pause and because, you know, there's negativity sometimes. But I think that everybody's measure of success should be different, you know, and I think that one of the huge, huge pieces of this is that, you know, there's things that other people take for granted that are a big deal. Like if you had a year anniversary of not losing your keys as an ADHD person, it would be like, woohoo, party down. So you have to kind of have your own journey, and I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm now in my 40s, but I'm sort of getting to the point where I say, well, it's lovely for you that that's not a big deal, but that is a big deal for me, and I'm very grateful to be at that point.
Yep, absolutely. Need to kind of pull this to a close. Kirsten, parting thoughts on the topic? Any nuggets?
Practice gratitude, because, I mean, you know, selfishly, it does go along with being playful, because we're talking about activating positive chemicals in our brain, the things that make us feel good, the things that kind of move us forward and enjoy life more. So noticing those things, not just experiencing them, but really, as you said, pausing, taking inventory of the fact that there are these great things that are happening that are big and small and sometimes medium size, it's important. We're, you know, we want to live to be old and remember all these things. So
absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely, it's very, very
be
important.
Grateful.
Caroline, your thoughts?
I think the biggest thing I would say too is to practice the gratitude and to sort of develop a little bit of self-appreciation, where you think to yourself, you know, as you're out in the world, that you're sort of here, you know, you're here and you're doing the best you can, and the things you do that are awesome are what you have to focus on, because other people might not be able to do those things. So it is pretty incredible. And I'm grateful for.
Absolutely. Well, everybody, my message to you is really simple. Schedule the time to be grateful, because if you don't, problems are going to crowd it out and you'll never, ever have that opportunity to reflect back on what's going well in your life. And there's a lot of capitalization. And so as we pull this show to close, I'm grateful for Kirsten. I'm grateful for Caroline for coming into my life and into Attention Talk Radio show. I'm certainly grateful for Chad, Time Timer, the ADD Coach Academy, and the Edge Foundation have been long-term supporters. I mean long-term supporters. I think all of them up for like 4 years now, and they consistently are there for us. I'm grateful for all the guests that come onto the show. I'm grateful for Jan and Christina, who actually do the background work, and Glenda, who does like some of our images. And so with that, we're going to close out 2016. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of Attention Talk Radio and this particular year's. And so with that, ladies, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Hope everybody has a happy new year.
Absolutely. Everybody go check out Kirsten's website at playdhd.com, Caroline's website at necoaching.com, and if you're so inclined, my website is digcoaching.com. Have a great year, everybody. Take care.